Chapter 1. Identify. To begin to understand who an empath is, we must begin to delve into what being an empath means. Unlike a functional job role, being an empath combines social and psychological sciences to harness both skills and functions in synergy with empathy within a person in relation to the rest of society. Plainly speaking, being an empath isn't something you can actively train for in a class or gain just by reading this book. You need to read this book, understand yourself, observe others, learn, adapt to your social situations, and hone your skills. After which, you might gain a limited skill set to employ in your daily life. Remember, empathy is simply the ability to understand how other people feel. Not to feel sorry for them, not to show care, but plainly to understand how they feel. In other words, the ability to put yourself in their shoes. Some people are naturally more empathetic than others. Naturally, due to various factors such as culture, socioeconomic status, and life experiences. However, for most, empathy is a natural human skill that just needs to be put into practice and heightened. In short, you need to be constantly self-aware and self-reflective. This can be tiring, but ultimately, a deeper connection with various people and an understanding of how the world functions emotionally will lead to a more fulfilling life. The Myers-Briggs Test. Using the Myers-Briggs Test is a general indicator. It may not necessarily be the best to evaluate potential candidates for a job interview, but answered honestly, the Myers-Briggs Test can be used as a baseline to establish how empathetic you may be. The Myers-Briggs Test, briefly, has four categories to grade someone in. For example, ISFP or ENTJ. The first letter can be I or E, indicating introversion or extroversion. The second, S or N, indicating sensing or intuition. The third, T or F, indicating thinking or feeling. The fourth, P or J, judging or perceiving. And the explanations can be found here briefly. The first criterion, extroversion versus introversion, represents where the person derives their energy from. Introversion signifies the person's need for space and alone time to recharge from social situations. Extroversion signifies a person's need to be in the company of others to interact and communicate to recharge and gain energy. The second criterion, sensing versus intuition, represents the method by which someone perceives information. Sensing indicates that a person tends to focus on the present and on concrete information gained from their senses. Sensing prefers to receive data primarily from the five senses. Intuition indicates a tendency to focus on the future with a view toward patterns and possibilities. These people prefer to receive data from the subconscious or seeing relationships via insights. The third criterion, thinking versus feeling, represents how a person processes information. Thinking means that a person makes a decision mainly through logic. Feeling means that, as a rule, he or she makes a decision based on emotion, i.e., based on what they feel they should do. The fourth criterion, judging, perceiving, reflects how a person implements the information he or she has processed. Judging means that a person organizes all of his life's events and, as a rule, sticks to his plans. Perceiving means that he or she is inclined to improvise and explore alternative options. As such, there are 16 personality types possible. Empathetic types in MBTI. Before we begin, an important thing to keep in mind is not to mix up empathy with caring. Empathy is the ability to understand and relate to how others feel. Caring is the actions taken to show care and concern for an individual. E.g., empathy, your dog died. Mine died 2 weeks ago. I may understand how you feel, but I don't care. Sympathy, your dog died. Mine died 2 weeks ago. I don't understand how you feel, but I'm sorry your dog died. Have a cupcake I made that looks like your dog. Introversion versus extroversion.